In preparation for Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Ribbono Shalom gives Moshe Rabbeinu the ultimate objective. He tells him, Atam Shemot Shmu Kol Yishmarte Brisi B'Yisim Lisigolam Yikol Amim Ki Li Kol Aretz Atam Tiyuli Mamlachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh Ila Dibar Mashir Tadaber El B'nei Yisrael. Hashem instructs Moshe to tell Am Yisrael that they have the potential to be a Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, and then he should go and tell this over to Am Yisrael. Moshe goes, the Torah tells us, he tells to the Zignei Yisrael, and he tells it over to the Am. And the Torah tells us something very interesting. Before Matan Torah, V'yenu kol Am Yachtav, V'yomru kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh, Pesha Moshe as Divrei Am El Hashem. That the Am responded that anything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, we will do. This is not the famous Na'aseh V'Nishma, that only comes later in Parshas Mishpatim, but in Parshas Yisro, we have the first appearance of a similar type of Na'aseh declaration by Am Yisrael. And there's something very interesting. If one looks at this pasuk in particular, they'll notice that it says, V'ya'anu kol ha'am yachdav, that all of the nations said in unison, together, V'yomer kol ha'asher diber Hashem na'aseh, we'll do everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, that we're going to accept the eventual Torah that will be given. If you look further along in Parshas Mishpatim, when Am Yisrael makes the declarative statement of Na'aseh V'Nishma, it's Vayom Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Na'aseh V'Nishma. There is no Yachdav, there is no statement or declaration of unity in acceptance of the Torah. So what is the significance of the Na'aseh, and why does it get the Yachdav? Many answers are given to this, but one in particular, which is quite beautiful, is given by the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma explains that we know that we are all obligated in Tariq Mitzvos, as the Gemara tells us in the Maseches Makos. However, it's quite clear that there are certain mitzvot in the Torah which are only shayach for certain individuals. Obviously, a man can never bring a korban yoledes. A woman cannot perform many of the mitzvot of Zeishas Magrama, at least to the same degree that men can. Yisraelim cannot do what Levim nor Kohanim can do, and Kohanim can't do what a Kohen Gadol can do, and these are all, you know, part of this Taryag Mitzvahs which are enumerated in the Torah. So how was it possible for Am Yisrael to accept upon themselves the Torah in its totality? Says the Meshech Chachma, that's the idea of the declaration of Yachdav, that all the Am Yisrael came together in order to accept it upon themselves as one complete whole unit, one community. And the Meshech Chachma gives a beautiful mashal referring to how really Am Yisrael is considered one person. And we all know that there are certain mitzvos in the Torah when it comes to individuals which are only applicable to certain parts of your body. You only put tefillin on your arm, and you only put the tefillin shel rosh on your head. And the mitzvah of lo sasur achar levavchem achar einichem are shayach to the eyes and to the heart. And the same way that there are certain mitzvahs which are only applicable to individual parts of the body, so too, if Am Yisrael is considered one whole unit, one person per se, then there are going to be certain mitzvahs which are shayach to certain parts of the body of Am Yisrael. And therefore, Kohanim will fulfill the role of the eyes, perhaps, and the women will fulfill, when they bring a korban yoledes, will fulfill the role of the heart, so be it. And each individual of Klal Yisrael and each faction and sector of Klal Yisrael is doing their part in order to make sure that this one unit and one entity of Am Yisrael is really fulfilling the entire Taryag. And while it's a very beautiful message of understanding that the Kabbalah Satorah was not just one as an acceptance as individuals, but also an acceptance as an Am, and it also is a Musar for us to understand that unfortunately if we see members of Am Yisrael who are lacking in their Torah observance, not only is that something which is unfortunate for them as an individual, but us as an entire community are lacking. It's as if there's a part of our body which is not able to properly fulfill the mitzvah in its totality. And we should look to try to be mechazik those individuals. And we do see people who are excelling at Avodas Hashem. It should be a cause for celebration and pride, because we understand that that's not only beneficial for that individual, but something which is beneficial for the entire Am. Have a wonderful Shabbos.